Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. Give us a call at 617-779-7937. Rocco on the Cape, line one. Talk to us, buddy. Talk to us.
Hey, I got a question for you.
You got it, bud.
I keep hearing stuff about a catcher from Colorado.
Yeah, Hunter Goodman.
He got like 32 home runs.
31, yep.
31. Why aren't they going after him?
The latest was Shea Langeliers. I think they are. Boy, his name has been out there. But
I wondered how you said that last name. Shea Langeliers. Yeah, he's got 23 home runs.
Yeah, so two righty catchers that are out there.
All right, well, listen. Thank you, Rocco. We appreciate you.
It's a fair question, Rich. I mean, come on. The guys, you want to talk socks? Here we go.
No, it was good. It was great.
How do you like them apples?
Well, on the screen, exactly. On the screen, it said, enough with LeBron. The Sox need a bat. See, I was hoping he would be a little angry. He's just like, what about this guy? But it's true. Like, right now is they got to hunker down. Craig Breslow's got to figure out what they're going to do with this upcoming trade deadline. All of us agree that this is a team worth investing in. If you don't, you have not been watching over the past 3 or 4 weeks. But Craig Breslow ultimately will be the guy to pull the trigger, and I don't have a lot of trust in him. He doesn't have a good track record here at the trade deadline. There's a lot of things that I give him credit for now that I didn't obviously several weeks ago, but the trade deadline is one where he's still got something to show us. Now, he was just on MLB Network, and he sat down with I don't know who he's talking to. Is this
MLB Now, and I'm not sure who the hosts were, but he looks relaxed. I mean, just to look at the video, he looks
so
like
relaxed.
He's in a great mood. I mean, I guess why wouldn't he be? But geez, confident, like calm,
leisure king over here. He's just like,
you know what?
Back.
He's earned it. He's earned the right to feel that way. You know,
yep.
Get a tattoo
absolutely.
And a cigar. I mean, geez,
he does look relaxed though.
He does, and here he is being asked about what the Red Sox plans are here at the trade deadline.
Well, I guess, like, you know, starting with pitching, you know, our pitching has carried a bulk of the weight for most of season. We need to be mindful of the workload demands that we're putting on some of our younger guys, but also hope that we can balance that out with guys getting healthy. But I don't think there's anyone who would sit in this seat and, you know, try to make a deep postseason run and say that, you know, they wouldn't explore opportunities to upgrade, you know, upgrade the bullpen, especially because the bullpen is so important in the postseason. And then I think when you look at our position player group, there's no secret that we've struggled to score runs at times. And, you know, recently I think we've seen some signs of life in the approach and the damage that we're able to do, and players deserve a ton of credit for that, and our coaching staff deserves a ton of credit for that. But you know, I think our position player group has a ton of flexibility because a bunch of our infielders can move around the diamond, a bunch of our corner outfielders are capable of playing center field. And so, you know, if we look to upgrade offensively, I don't think we have to pinpoint a particular position in order to make that improvement.
That's interesting. At the end there, he's telling you we can trade for any right-handed bat. Doesn't matter where he plays. So that's revealing, right?
I don't mind that.
Say right-handed bat.
I'm saying that's what they need. That's an obvious need.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm a fan of the ace catcher. He's right-handed. Catcher. How do you say it? Langeliers?
Yep, Shea Langeliers.
Langeliers, yeah. That, to me, that would be the guy. So we need a right-handed bat with some pop.
There we go.
Let's go to Tyler on line one. Tyler, what's going on?
What's going on, boys? So I think that Hunter Goodman would definitely be a good addition. But also, if you can't get him, maybe you could pick up like a Jake McCarthy or a Mickey Moniak. They're two left-handed hitters. Jake McCarthy's already been, you know, in the MLB for a couple years, so he's a veteran. He's hitting over 300 this year. He doesn't have, like, you know, a ton of power, but I definitely think he would be a good replacement if you could offload like Jaren Duran or maybe even Marcelo Meyer.
Tyler, to your point, you know, I just, when you were talking, was kind of putting things into the trade calculator, and it looks like the rumored ask for Hunter Goodman right now is that you would have to send Connelly Early, Witherspoon, Marcelo Meyer, and Carlos Narvaez for Goodman straight up.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot, and that's roughly, I'm looking here, 21 and a half years of team control for getting 3.5 back. You know, is that a move you make? That sure seems fairly expensive to bring him here. But you're right. The guy's got 30-plus homers right now, trailing only, what, Schwarber and Alvarez? I mean, he's a monster.
He's done it for 2 years in a row. He's a two-time All-Star. You worry about Colorado, but his numbers are better on the road. Mm-hmm. But I love it. We got trade books out and names being chucked around.
Nabias, that's the first time I've heard Nabias thrown in there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you're going to trade for a catcher.
Are we giving up on Marcelo? Marcelo's in any deal?
No problem with that.
He's not going to be like Hugo Gonzalez, where he's the sticking
untradeable. Uber, right. I mean, don't even discuss Hugo. Hang up the phone if you mention his name.
I mean, that's how funny would it be if Brezel's like, you know what, Marcelo Meyer's where I drew the line.
it would be Brad-esque.
It is fun though that I mean, basically everybody is saying you got to do something significant, a tweak. Not just a little nibble here, but a significant move at the trade deadline is expected from this team right now.
Yeah, and I like that Breslow is talking about it. It's good that he's out there and admitting to it, right? I mean, that's great.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. How realistic do you think it is that they are going to make a significant move? Just now, I don't want to say just judging by his track record, because his track record's awful, but like taking a look at what's going on now, the vibes around the team, what you heard right there. Ted, first, if you had to guess what realistically was going to happen, what would you say?
Realistically, it's just it's going to be relief pitching, it's not going to be.
It?
Five, maybe six teams that are clear cut potential sellers, and there's a lot of teams that are in contention. There's a lot of teams that are looking to upgrade. So it's just, and I don't trust Breslow to make a midseason trade. Like, he's better at doing trades.
Come on, guys. I'm at 98%.
Are you
really?
They're
making a trade for a bat, a significant bat.
Okay.
There have been four or five national reporters who have said they're going to be aggressive. Breslow's talking on the record.
They always say that every single year. No, we're supposed to get Joe Ryan last year. How'd that work out?
No. Now Breslow's job's on the line. They had the streak. The owners are engaged. They're making phone calls. I mean, you can't not follow that up with some kind of an action.
I just this time last year, you remember how engaged we were? We're so engaged in this team. We're loving this
Fleming
team.
Texted me.
And what happened?
They're going to be aggressive. Okay. Fleming's never wrong.
Again, Fleming. What did he say last year at this time? He was basically guaranteeing they were going to make a big move. And what happened? Nothing happened. So I'm basing my decision this year on what happened last year.
I can put whatever percent I want on it. 98%, Rich.
No way, man.
They're getting it done.
Just get ready for
Thank you, Stiz.
The trade deadline comes and goes, and it's like, as Ted said, it's some middle reliever that they bring in here. It's a half measure. Just get ready for this. But I would also like to know that Trevor Story is due back any moment now, and we are hearing good things about Roman Anthony's progress. So that's essentially like making a big trade, because our team will be so much more powerful once they return.
He took 20 dry swings yesterday.
Right? He didn't do that, right? But Breslow did in that cut say, guys need a break. So because we got guys coming back that have been injured, so he's probably referencing Trevor Story. No, I don't know.
Hey, I got an idea. What about Joe Ryan?
Oh, hey, how about it? Hey, Will, call Will Fleming. Let's see Will on the phone.
There is some scar tissue from last year. I do remember there was a buzz.
Well, big time buzz, Ken.
About going to get a guy.
This team was so buzzy last year. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
And how many times can you say that that's happened? Not just with Craig Breslow. It just always seems to be a disappointment, the trade deadline. Always seems to be a disappointment. And it's the same old thing. Well, you know, it takes two to make a trade, and just there wasn't enough out there, and we didn't want to give up some of our greatest guys.
The owners that are still here traded for Schwarber 1 year. It was Heimblum, different GM. In 2018, they got the Steve Pierce deal. They got Nate Eovaldi, two key pieces that propelled them to a World Series.
But they
remember that is what it took to win a title. So if they feel like they're close, they have a track record of going out and getting pieces that put them over the hump. That's
you know what? Just like today, when you guys, the first thing that came out of your mouth was Rich, you were so right the entire time about LeBron James. If that happens, Ken, I'm opening the show with Ken. You've never been more right in your life. I'm saving that take because I am ready to give you your flowers on that one, because it just seems like it may not happen. All right, 617-779-7937. LeBron and Jaylen Brown are together, and how joyous is it that apparently Jaylen Brown was one of the biggest recruiters of LeBron James. That's fantastic. Also, I have a question to ask Ted about Patriots camp. This is something that I wanted to ask you yesterday, and it's something that when I think of the value of players as to like Christian Gonzalez and some of these injured players and Gabe Akis, it really comes down to one stat for me, and that's something I want to ask you about, Ted, and we'll get to that right after this.